You're listening to The C Word, written by Peter Maurice, performed by members of the Octopus Drama Group, and recorded in complete isolation.
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home. Because the critical thing we must do...
Oh, God!
...to stop the
disease happened, Carol.
Spreading
what?
Between
We're
households.
In complete lockdown.
That is why people...
What?
Lockdown. Boris has just said...
Doris? From the co-op?
No, not Doris from the co-op. Dopey cow. Boris, he's on the news.
Boris Becker?
Yes, that's right. Boris Becker, the tennis player from the 80s, is talking about the country going into lockdown.
Don't call me a dopey cow, Michael. Tea?
Thank you.
Right, I'm heading to Dotty P's for a new frock for Jane's 70th birthday party. What are you looking at me like that for?
Do concentrate. The PM has just announced that the entire country is in lockdown. The shops are shut. There will be no party. Forget Jane. You won't see her for at least 4 weeks. Maybe more.
Tosh! Her birthday's not until the 18th of April.
I'll tell you who you will see every single day, though. Me.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, we've run out of conversation, haven't we?
I'm not sure you'll ever run out of conversation, my love.
Cheek. Well, that's that, then. What now? Is the man still going to come to fix the fence?
I doubt it. We're not allowed on other people's properties.
That gaping, flipping hole will probably have to stay there. Oh, God. We'll have Joy sticking her face into our garden for weeks.
And her funny little boxer dog.
Wonder if Sarah has heard the news. She'll be having to homeschool Luke, I expect. She won't like that much.
Daniel can help.
Have you ever seen that lump lift a finger? Where's my phone? I'll call her. See if she's up to date with all the government announcements.
Where's my phone? Where have you put it?
Have you tidied it?
I haven't tidied your phone, actually. Thank you, Michael. It'll be in the garden from earlier, I shouldn't wonder. Right. I better get going if I want to catch the shops open. What? Oh, yes. Well, this is going to take some getting used to, isn't it? Telly?
Go on, then.
It's been 5 days. 5 days, and I am completely over it, Daniel. At no point during my 5 years of training to be an accountant did I suggest that it might be nice to have a go at being a secondary blinking school teacher for a term. At no point when I signed my child up to go to school did I think, ooh, but I do hope I get a chance to homeschool him a bit. That'd be fun. Bloody hell. It's a nightmare. He's a nightmare, Daniel. Daniel, are you listening?
Yeah, what? Sorry.
Can you put your phone down whilst I'm ranting, please?
Sarah, I'm listening. I can multitask. What's he meant to be studying?
He's doing a project on the Arctic.
Easy. Happy Feet. Bosh.
What?
Happy Feet. The film. Penguins and snow, innit?
Firstly, Luke is nearly 14. Secondly, there are absolutely no penguins in the Arctic. That's the Antarctic.
Yeah, which is another name for the Arctic.
Daniel... They are literally poles apart. Like North Pole versus South Pole.
Well, I don't know then. Elf.
Helpful.
Look, let's just take this opportunity to chill out a bit, yeah? You've just been furlonged.
Furloughed.
I'm working from home, and Luke hates school anyway. Let's just enjoy a little home time. No stress, yeah?
I just don't want to be the mum who sends her kid back to school looking like a doughy-faced zombie, because I gave up after 5 days and let him play Minecraft at 2 a.m. whilst eating loaves of bread.
Loaves of bread?
Well, whatever, you get the point. What can I do to get him to sit and focus?
Put a comfy chair in front of the Xbox.
You're an idiot.
I am funny, though.
You're just not, though. Right, I'm off for a run. Won't be long. I'll be back when this is all over. And that crack in the wall stops looking at me. God, the amount of DIY that needs doing in this bloody house. Right, I'm off for a run. Won't be long.
You're on a loop, Sarah. Stop talking now. See you later. Love you to the moon and back. Penguins don't live in the Arctic. What is she on about? Luke? Luke? Hello? Right.
All right. Luke, I am your father, and I'm currently in the lounge of the Death Star.
Downstairs. Look, your mother's gone out. Fancy planning on taking over the world with me? Over FaceTime, obviously, because I'm actually highly allergic to teenagers face-to-face. So, first thing on the agenda, what's the deal with there being no penguins around to help Santa?
Michael, tea?
Thank you.
It's Jane's birthday today. I promised we'd pop into her computer and say hello. Did you set me up with Zoom time in the end?
It's just Zoom, Carol. Yes, this is it. This is the app. All set.
Why has it got a picture of a fish?
That's a camera icon, not a fish.
But it's in blue water.
It's just on a blue background, Carol. Now, I believe you need a code or a password or something.
Yes, Michael. Jane has sent me one in our WhatsApp group. Do I put it in here, do you think? Where it says meeting ID.
Meeting ID. Yes, I should imagine so.
Oh, look. Something is happening. It's asking me if I want to use the camera. Well, I do, otherwise Jane won't see me, so I'll press yes. Look, Michael, there she is. Hello, Jane. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jane.
She's saying something. We can't hear you, Jane. Can you hear us? She's nodding, Michael. I think she can hear us.
Jane, I think you're on mute.
You're on mute, Jane.
Carol, she can hear us. You don't need to shout.
Where's she gone now? You've turned your camera off, I think, Jane. Can you still hear us? We don't know now because we can't see you nodding.
There she is. She's frozen.
You've gone a bit like a robot now, Jane. If you can still hear us, we're going to sing you happy birthday.
Are we?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Michael?
Happy birthday to Jane.
Happy birthday to... Happy birthday to...
She's gone.
Oh, she looked happy though. That was nice.
Oh, get off me, you daft dog. May I please practice my tree pose without you cocking your leg? It's yoga. Look, I know. I realise you don't like the sound of all our clapping and cheering, but it's for a good cause. We'll have a peek out of the window. Well, best not open the door. You never know who's got a persistent cough. Oh, look, number three are out in their dressing gowns again. Ah, number 12 are the ones bashing pans, look. Oh, I can see why it's frightening for you. I'll fetch your quartz crystal collar, my darling. Here you go. Oh, good boy, is that better? Feeling calmer? Now, come back and have a look at our nice but germy neighbours. Oh, there's no need to leave the house, is there? That's it. Nice and still. Close your eyes and breathe. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be all right.
What a turnout tonight. Hello, Derek, Julie. No Joy, though, I see. Do you know, I haven't seen her leave her house at all, Michael.
Seen her trying to extract her dog from our garden enough times.
Is she okay, do you think?
Well, don't look now, but she's currently stood in the window singing a song to her dog, so in her own strange way, yes, I think she is okay.
Joy! Joy! Cooey! Come out with us!
She's got her eyes shut, Carol. She can't see you waving.
Joy!
Carol is calling. Just keep your eyes shut tight. Then we can't see her right by our doorstep, singing sweet songs so we don't hear her voice singing, I'd rather not catch their germs. Now, slowly move away from the window. No! No, slowly, I said. Wait, no, not in the garden.
She's gone. Right, that's the shopping collected, the washing done, this week's homework downloaded and printed. Oh, Alexa, put ink on the shopping list.
I added ink to your shopping list.
Face masks sewn. Daniel, your face mask is on the chest of drawers.
Spider-Man?
As requested.
Yes.
What else did I need to do? Oh, bugger. I need to pop round to Sally's and drop her some flour and brown sugar through the window. No doubt so she can join Banana Breadageddon. Daniel, would you mind mowing the lawn so we can actually go in the garden? It's so hot.
It's all right out there.
Are you kidding? A family of badgers could move in and we wouldn't notice.
Cool. I love badgers.
Daniel.
Sarah.
Stop being an idiot. Lawn, please.
By and by, madam, I shall mow thy lawn for thee. But later, because I've actually got a Zoom meeting in 5 minutes.
A Zoom meeting? You work on your own.
I do not. I work with Dave. Remember, that's why I wanted to call the company Double D.
Which was very immature indeed.
We make bespoke door knockers. It was genius. Double D, lovely knockers. Anyway, beside the point, I've got a meeting, so I shall trim the meadow anon, fair maiden. Parting is such sweet sorrow and all that.
That's the second time you've gone all Shakespeare.
Romeo and Jules, isn't it? I shall say goodbye till it be morrow. Or be dinner time, maybe.
Bye then. Don't worry, I'll do all the things. Weirdy.
Oh, God. That bloody dog from next door is in our garden again. Get out of it, you ugly mutt.
Hello, Michael.
Oh, Joy, didn't see you there.
Sorry about the dog, Michael.
Well, yes, it's fine. Could you call him back, though, do you think?
Probably not. I don't think he knows his name. He's not too bright. Definitely give it a go, though. Come on, Twinkle.
Flippin' heck.
Twinkle. Twinks. Twinks. Twinkle. Oh, Twinks. Twinkie Winky. Twinkleton. It's not working, Michael.
Oh, hello, Joy. Lovely to see your face in my gap again. Tea?
Thanks.
Hello, Carol.
I said to Michael, don't worry that the men can't fix the gap, I said, because we'll be able to have a natter with Joy now without straining our necks over the fence. It's lovely, I think.
Oh, that's right. I can't get the dog back over my side, though, and Michael's not happy. Are you, Michael?
I didn't say that. He's currently watering my bay tree, so that's kind of him.
Maybe lure him back, Joy. Have you a slice of bacon?
A rasher?
That's right.
Oh, I might do. I think he's vegetarian, though. Never has been one to eat the meaty scraps.
Maybe even vegan, Joy. Because dogs don't eat much dairy or eggs, do they?
Of course Twinkle is a vegan. Of course he is.
Maybe a carrot, then. What's his favourite treat? I've got spare green beans. We ordered 3 bags in the click and collect from Tesco's by accident. I'm struggling with all this in-line shopping, Joy. I ended up with a 5-kilogram bag of flour because the picture was so small on the computer. I'll bag some up and pop some through the gap if you like, Joy.
Oh, that's kind. I'll swap it for a healing crystal. I've a green aventurine crystal that protects against electromagnetic pollution created by electronic devices. And it's a good one to calm irritation.
Well, that sounds ideal for us both, doesn't it, Michael? Now, am I getting some beans for Twinkle?
Well, could you pick him up and pass him back, Carol, do you think?
Ooh, now, ordinarily I would, Joy, but I don't think we're allowed to interact with other people's animals because they're not in our bubble. What are the rules on dog handling, Michael? Do you know?
I'm not entirely sure, but I doubt the dog is suffering with coronavirus and veganism.
Michael, please. You know I don't like you saying that word. Corona.
What's the dog doing now?
Dig in.
What for?
Probably a carrot. Poor love. He won't find one in there.
He's dug something up. What's he found? That's never my phone.
Is that Cockney rhyming for dog and bone, Michael?
No, my actual phone. Look.
And he's brought it to you. Now that's a good boy, Twinkle. Told you you'd lost it whilst gardening, didn't I, you plonker? He blamed me, Joy, for tidying it away, would you believe?
must have fallen out of my pocket when I was planting the lavender. Well, I apologise, my love.
And?
What?
I think you'd better thank Twinkle, don't you?
Fine, yes. Thank you, Tea Dog.
Well, better start making the spag bog.
I'd give the bay leaves an extra rinse.
Sarah! I've got a Zoom meeting. I'll keep the door shut upstairs, but maybe don't start your daily rant till I've finished, yeah?
I'll rant when I like, and you know it.
Right you are.
Who is your meeting with this time?
No one important, just someone I'm planning world domination with.
How many blinking Zoom meetings do you need? Luke! I'm going to FaceTime Granny, OK?
OK, Mum. Say hi from me, won't you?
Hello, Sarah, love.
Hey, Mum. Thought I'd give you a quick ring, see how you guys are.
Oh, yes. Tickety-boo, thanks. Just, you know, pootling. It's very pootly, this lockdown malarkey, isn't it?
I wouldn't use the word pootle, Mum, no. I think if I could choose any word, it might be, well, one I probably wouldn't say in front of you. But not pootle.
Well, talking about words you shouldn't say in front of people, your father does insist on using the C word at the moment.
What?
I know. And in front of anyone and everyone. He was stood out on Thursday giving the nurses the clap, you know, and it was C word this and C word that.
What?
In front of the neighbours.
Which C word are you talking about exactly?
You know, Corona.
Oh, Mum, you're allowed to say Corona. It's the name of a virus, not a dark lord.
Well, anyway, how's Daniel? How's Luke?
Well, Daniel seems to be in meetings all the time. He only works with Dave and they never say more than two words to each other all day in their weirdy work pod. Luke, however, seems to be doing all right. Found out yesterday, of course, that his year won't be returning to school, so that's a bit of a kick in the face mask. He seems okay, though. Did I tell you he actually asked me if I wanted to go on a bike ride with him? We had a great time. We found an entire forest hiding in the centre of town that we never come across before. I mean, he did hurl himself into a bush when he heard voices he thought he recognised, but, well, he had the good humour to emerge laughing at himself.
Oh, Sarah, that sounds lovely.
What about you? What have you two been doing anyway?
Well, your father lost his phone, and then the next-door dog found it, so they've made friends.
I have so many questions.
He planted it under the lavender by accident, Sarah, would you believe? Actually, I'll let Dad tell you the story when he's constructed it into one of his infamous dinner party anecdotes.
Oh, God!
I, on the other hand, I've been editing a song from choir on GarageBand.
Eh?
Well, now, we were trying to grab a recording on Zoom, you see, but Sarah, the issue there is that the backing track was out of time with the vocalists, and we found all sorts of problems with dipping volume. So I suggested recording parts separately on GarageBand. So I've collated them, and I'm now just adding the backing track on top, you see. Much easier. Might have been even easier with an appropriate interface. But never mind. You live, you learn, don't you? Oh, hello, Michael, love.
Hey, Dad.
Hello, Sarah, my love. Tea?
Thanks.
What's happened to Mum, Dad?
She's turned into a technical wizard. It's hard to fathom, I know.
He's upset because I don't need his help.
No, I just miss the spoonerisms. What are you up to? You're dressed a bit like Bob the Builder.
Just about to tackle filling a crack in our wall. Better get it done, I suppose. Hang on. It's gone. How the... Okay.
Everything all right, love?
Yeah, the crack in the wall is gone. Daniel must have filled it in.
Daniel?
I guess so.
Cracking. Well, it seems to me like he might be helping out a bit.
Pah!
Now listen, you. You do have a tendency to get all in a tizzy-wizzy. Maybe you are forgetting to take a little step back and see what the people around you are up to. Daniel is a different person and has a different way about him. But if he's done that crack without blowing his own trumpet, maybe he's happy to keep his trumpet unblown, if you know what I mean.
Not really.
You know what I'm getting at. Every tree has a silver lining.
There she is. Mum's back.
What?
Dan, can I have a word?
Oh, cripes.
I just wanted to say thanks, actually. Do you want a cup of tea?
You're welcome, and yes, add a bourbon biscuit. What are you thanking me for?
Well, it just occurred to me in the moment before I dropped off to sleep last night that you may be behind the change in Luke's behaviour and maybe the uncharacteristically positive attitude to his schoolwork.
No comment. What gave me away?
Firstly, the essay. The very good essay, I may add, entitled Why There Are No Penguins Around to Help Santa.
Ha!
Why didn't you tell me?
Honestly, I felt like if I'd mentioned I was helping Luke with his schoolwork, it would have been one more thing for you to worry about, so we agreed to keep it quiet.
That's not true. Why would you think that?
Because I thought that Arctic was a cute nickname for the Antarctic.
Good point, yeah.
Plus, I wanted you to have a go at doing the fun bits, the arty bits that you're amazing at. I've learned some cool stuff, actually. I had to Google it, but we both know how to say the guinea pig is in the bathroom in French, so that'll be useful.
Très bon. How did you do it, though? How did you get through to him?
Well, I figured that if we couldn't get Luke's face away from the computer screen, I'd fill the computer screen with my face. The last thing he wants to do is sit next to his parents all day, but he seems to respond well to Zoom lessons. I think he found it quite empowering to be able to just turn me off if I got annoying.
That does sound appealing.
Exactly.
Well, thank you. Love you.
Moi aussi, ma chère, et le cochon d'Inde est dans la salle de bain.
Oui, et merci d'avoir fixé le mur.
Eh?
Nice work fixing the crack.
What crack?
In the wall? The one you filled?
I didn't fill it. I thought you did.
Luke? No.
Luke!
Hello, T-Dog. Have you come to say hello again, have you? I haven't got anything to give you, I'm afraid. Just some love and affection. Who's a good fella, eh? Yes, you veggie-loving little fluffball. Look at you, looking up at me like I'm the most interesting person on the planet. Well, I'll tell you this much, my little furry friend. I'm not, by far. Not really sure what I am, actually, truth be told. I'm just a retired bloke with a garden and a tea mug. There's nothing interesting about me, T-Dog. Yeah, thank you for coming to say hello.
You're a nice person, Michael.
Oh, jeez. Joy, you nearly gave me a heart attack.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You don't need to hear me lamenting.
It's your garden, Michael. Lament away. I just wanted to let you know, though, that, well, you're a nice person. A caring husband and dad, and sometimes that's all that matters.
I'm a grumpy old man.
You were.
But not now.
Not as much. Twinkle has helped with that, I think.
You're right. And the world is slower, less stressful, less running around and fewer intolerable people around to get irritated at.
You've started breathing properly. It encourages the brain to stay calm.
Joy, are you okay? You're on your own and we don't see you leaving your house much, if at all. Tell me it's none of my business, but Carol was concerned, so thought I'd ask.
Oh, no need to leave, really, is there? No, I'm safe where I am. When it blows over, I'll venture out, Michael.
OK. In that case, would you like me to walk, T-Dog? Sorry, Twinkle. I don't mind.
Well, you could do. He'd like that, I think. He has a quartz crystal collar for anxiety, so, yeah, I think he'd be fine.
Thing is, Joy, I've never actually walked a dog before. What if he decides he's not safe with me and runs away or something?
Oh, no, he don't really run.
Still, it'd be good to have some help. Perhaps you could come with me. Listen, Joy, is Twinkle really the one with anxiety? Perhaps you could keep hold of that quartz crystal. Just a thought. We could just go round the park and back, 2 metres apart, with face masks. What do you say?
Now?
Why not? I'll meet you out the front.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, folks.
Hey.
Hello, you two.
Oh, where's Mum?
Oh, sorry, all. Yoga class. Just giving it all a go. I'm bendier than you'd imagine, would you believe?
Excellent news, Carol. Is that over Instagram or something?
Actually, Joy from next door is running yoga classes on the front lawn. She's pretty much got the whole street joining in now. Even your father.
Yes, even me. It's good for finding your calming breath, you know.
Impressive.
How are you three?
Well, last day of homeschooling today.
Thank God. Luke has done so well, but he's not hiding his glee that it's the summer holidays. Actually, he's here. We just wanted to share something with you that he wrote.
Hiya.
Hello, Luke.
It's a poem.
Oh, lovely.
That sounds good.
We'd love to hear it.
It's called The C Word.
Oh, really?
If in 30 years someone says to me, what was it like in 2020? What did you do? I'd turn and I'd say, how long have you got? No, wait, don't walk away. I do have a list, but I'll keep it snappy. And don't worry, for the most part, I was happy. I'd cast my mind back, smile and say, you ready? Here's what went down in the year 2020. It started when someone swallowed a bat and ended when people were hairy and fat. Corona, no longer a drink to share with a mate, now the thing to make everyone isolate. Stuck with your household, unable to go far. Not by rail, not by air, not by bus, tram or car, we stayed local and explored in our scooters and bikes, finding woods we'd not seen, seeing lakes on local hikes. Us youth stayed at home as the school closed their doors, adding, now be a teacher, to mum's list of chores. Homeschool, in the end, actually wasn't that bad, especially as I ended up tutoring dad. In the weeks before lockdown, the weather was intense. The apocalyptic wind ripped a hole in Gran's vents. But suddenly, in lockdown, we had the sun on tap, and they chatted to the neighbour through the freshly blown gap. Mums and dads spent their time getting their kicks by switching to YouTube to join in with Joe Wicks. Rainbows up in the windows that you chat through, shouting to mates about the lack of things to do. No, we couldn't see family. We couldn't see a friend. We looked forward to the day when that came to an end. But in 30 years' time, when I'm saying all this, when I'm sat with whoever, having a good reminisce, I hope there's still adventures to have at home. I hope the family's close, that we don't need to roam. Because yes, it was tough, but we also learned plenty. And that's what went down in the year 2020.
That was The C Word. Carol was played by Alison Bagnall, Michael by Pat Morrissey, Sarah by Sarah Wiggins, Daniel by Peter Wiggins, Joy by Samantha Stillman, and Luke was played by Alex Bell. The C Word was written, directed, and produced by Peter Maurice.